We now begin the 8th chapter of Maseches Bava Metzia. This is Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, 8-1. The next three Mishnayos talk about more of the halachas of Shomrim, of guardianship and responsibilities and liabilities. The first one here, this first Mishnah, deals with a din, which I think is the most difficult to understand of all the dinim and all of Nezikin, in fact, called Baal of Imo. That's what it's referred to. And it gives you a window to the fact that although the mishpatim, the interpersonal laws, I'll call them now, I'm translating that very poorly, seem to be sort of like rational social rules, but actually they're also gizri hamelech, they're also decrees of the king, Hashem, and in this case in particular, it seems like a little technical and maybe arbitrary and not really, doesn't make conform with our intuition how it would be. Okay, so this is unique and difficult, and here's how it is. The pasuk talks about, in the context of the various categories of custodian, you have a situation in which the person who owns the object, let's call it the cow, is lending it to somebody, and the borrower has the owner of the cow in his service at the time of the borrowing act, meaning when the borrower takes custody of the cow, at that very instant, the owner of that cow is working for, otherwise serving, meaning for pay or not for pay, the borrower, whether it's related to the cow or some service unrelated to the cow makes no difference. If the lender is in the service of the borrower at the time that the transaction of handing over custody occurs, so then the borrower is exempt from essentially all liability. He doesn't pay even for whatever, for not just own sin, but also Gneva Veda, and even up to Pshia. He doesn't pay. And the truth is, it's not just if the Pasuk talks about a Shoel, a borrower, because the borrower is one who usually is most obligated, but simply then, of course, by Kol V'Chomer, less responsible custodians are also exempt. So that means if a person is a Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam, if Baal of Imo, if the time that he takes possession of the thing he's supposed to be watching, the person who's giving it to him is in his service, and in service again means either he's employed, he's washing his dishes, plowing his field, or even he's just unemployed, he's doing him a favor, he's just gone to, get him a cup of water or something, it doesn't matter, then the custodian is exempt from liability across the board. Okay, the base of that is a pasuk, or two pasukim. And the pasuk second base says in Shmos there, it says, "V'chi yishal ish me'im re'ehu," if a person borrows from his friend, "v'nishbar o meis," and the thing he borrowed, let's say the cow, gets broken, like a broken leg in the case of a cow, or meis, the cow dies, and ba'alav ein imo, and the owner of the cow wasn't with him, and here's the point of the tradition. To be with him means to be with him in his service at the time that the object which has been put into custody was transferred into the custody of the shomer. Okay, it doesn't matter their relationship or where they were relative to one another at the time that the death or loss or whatever happened. No, it's at the time that the transfer of custody occurs. And then the pasuk goes on to say that if in baal of imo lo yishalem, if the owner of the cow that's being lent, let's say, is with him, meaning with him in his service, paid or unpaid, so then lo yishalem, then the custodian, the shomer, doesn't pay for whatever happens next. Okay, so that's the din, that's the principle, that's the basic gist of our Mishnah here. Inside it says hashoel es hapara, if a person borrows a cow, vishal ba'ala imo, and at the same time that he's borrowing the cow, he also quote-unquote, borrows its owner with it, meaning he says, I'm going to take your cow, and when I'm taking your cow, at the same moment, you're agreeing to be in my service for no pay, she'elus without pay, get me a cup of water. Or, o sachar ba'ala ima, or he, the borrower, hires for pay the owner with it, meaning I'm taking your cow, and two things are happening. A, you're agreeing to let me borrow your cow, and B, you're agreeing to plow my fields with it. Then that would be, since he's obligated simultaneously to be working for the borrower, that'll also be a case. And but it's, again, nothing to do with the connection to the cow. It could be, you're agreeing to do my taxes at the moment I take your cow. Or, Shal es habalim o sacharin la'achar kach shal es hapara. Or if first the borrower retains, for pay or not for pay, the owner, and then second, while the owner is now in the service of the borrower, then the borrower borrows the cow. So it's not simultaneous, but first the work has begun that the owner is now providing to the borrower, and then he borrows it. V'mesa, if then the cow dies, pater, then the borrower will be exempt. Shenemar, based on the pasuk which says, im ba'alav imo lo yishalem, if the owner of the borrowed object, in this case the cow, is with him, with the borrower or the custodian, it could be a shomer sacher, shomer chinam, lo yishalem, so then the custodian, the shomer, the shoel, or the shomer sacher, shomer chinam, doesn't pay. And again, the essential point here is that imo means with him in his service at the time that the handing over of custody occurred. Aval shalis apara va'achar kach shalis abalim, if the borrower first borrowed the cow and then afterwards he then gets the owner to do him a favor, to plow with him, to help him, or something like that. O sacharin, or he hires him for pay to do some work for him, whether it's to help plow with the cow or whether it's to do his taxes, it makes no difference. Even if the owner of the cow is the one who's like pushing the cow along at the time, but the agreement to help push the cow along only happened after the rental occurred or the borrowing occurred. V'mesa, and then the cow dies. So even though that physically they're together, standing, they're holding hands, they're together, the owner was pushing the cow, it makes no difference. Chayev, the shoel, the borrower, is responsible, because that's the rule of a shoel. A shoel is responsible to return back, unless the weird exception of the case, which is Baal of Imo, which is back at the time that the handing over custody occurred. But if they're happening, if there's a relationship after the fact, it doesn't matter. Chayev, he'll have to pay. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Baal of Ein Imo, Shalom Yishalem. If the owner is not with him, meaning the custodian, meaning at the time that the custody is handed over, then shalom yishalem, then the borrower, the custodian, will have to pay, whenever the Torah says he has to pay in the case of a shoel, even for own sin, according to Shema Zachar, only for a Gnev Naveda, and so on.